Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of February 2017, and this is the 528th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a very lowery sort of day today. It's been very muggy and big black clouds, but also spectacular patches of blue. Incredibly high humidity. So it has been quite uncomfortable. Sorry, and it was very warm overnight too. So I'm really looking forward to a cool change tonight and a little bit of rain. And in about 15 minutes, although there's no way I can put an exact time on it, I'm expecting two really cranky babies to turn up. My daughter and a friend have decided to come to Hobart because the friend's mother had an appointment down here. And so there was a car coming down. Sorry. And I think they're going to find that it was a bit much to drive 5 hours in a day with two very small babies. So I've been preparing the house a bit and trying to cut back things in the driveway so that it's not completely impossible for people to come up the path with baby paraphernalia and not brain themselves. So I've probably got a little more to do. I'll do as much as I can after I've posted the podcast. I found that this has taken up most of my day, and it's really, I was dithering this morning, and it's interesting because I've been doing pretty well with my writing and my motivation. But this morning it escaped me, and I'm sure it was just because various of my plans were altered. I had to do something else this morning as well. And even though I'm trying to loosen up and not be dependent on plans, I still seem to labour under the false idea that in order to write, you need a great expanse of time. You don't. I don't. In fact, it's much, much better to do a little bit than none at all. So I won't berate myself for that, but it's been interesting. It's been such an odd week. I also have to prepare for a meeting tonight. And I just feel as if somehow this bit of the week's been taken away from me. But perhaps what I should really say is that the first part of the week was great. And if I can have, well, I had, I think, 7 days, a run of 7 days of writing, which is pretty fantastic. So maybe this apparent procrastination is actually a bit of a need for a break. And given that it's not a Murmurs of Mole week this week, I can probably warrant it. So what was I? Oh yes, I've just. The other thing that's happening at the moment is that the what appeared to be the army camp next door is being folded up, and the same people I mentioned yesterday have just slipped an invitation into my letterbox to the launch of their new gin products, and so things are getting hotting up here, and because there's all this activity in the garden on one side, the dog on the other side is going completely berserk. Actually, he's a bit quieter now. I think he may have been taken indoors. So there's not the stillness around here that there usually is. Usually it's quite still, and no doubt it will be again soon. Not before, after, when I say soon, that is a relative term. So I suppose what it is all that life experience that is necessary to writing as well as the writing itself. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you will have a good day today, that you do find a little piece of time that is a piece of time in both sense, both peaceful and a small bit of time, to do something that you can be absorbed in, that is creative for you, or if not creative, then feeding the soul. And if not, I really hope you can enjoy the distraction. And with that, I think I had better go and cut back a few more twigs and things, or at least put ribbons on the dangerous bits before the arrival. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again. It must be on Saturday, mustn't it? I mean, I'm just thinking it's Thursday today, not Wednesday. I've been in my head, it's been Wednesday. So I'm hoping, yes, tomorrow will be not a Mull Out Loud day, and it won't be a Murmurs day either, if truth be told. It will be a novel day. And I also have to do something before I start writing, but more of that on Saturday. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you then.